Well, you know, really, well, season is still 3 months away, but you must be feeling pretty excited if you're a Newcastle Knights supporter. And we've got their head coach on the line this morning, Nathan Brown. Good morning, Brownie.
TK, Loz, how are we?
Going very well, mate. The playing group and you as coaches must be excited with the group you've been able to assemble.
Yeah, we've had a bit of things fall our way, Loz, in the old recruitment market, and we feel we've certainly strengthened a lot in some areas where we probably weren't so strong last year. And we feel some of the players we've brought in can help certainly complement the blokes that played well last year for us.
Who are you more excited, Dave Clement, Jesse Ramian, or Kalyn Ponga with his positional switch?
Oh, look, I know there's probably a fair bit being made of Kalyn's positional switch, but 1 and 6 are dead set the same positions these days, except for you stand in the front line with one and you stand back and retrieve kicks. But it's more the style of play they play, and Kalyn's style of play. You know, if you have a look at all his try assists last year and all the tries and that he did score, he wasn't, I suppose, playing like a traditional fullback plays. He was playing his own sort of style of play that he plays, and he'll continue to do that. So we're obviously all quite excited by what him and Piercy could probably do. But look, all the guys we've brought in, we feel like they're all going to really strengthen us. I'm not really overly excited like by one or the other. I'm just really excited about the whole lot of them, what they're going to bring in. Like Tim Glasby, I suppose, doesn't have the name of David Clemmer, sure. But, you know, he brings us, he's sort of like hiring a coach, you know, Timmy Glasby. You know, he comes from down there at Melbourne and, you know, he's only been a trainer for a week, but some of our younger forwards have really gravitated to him. And so they all bring something different, but they all bring something that we felt we needed to help our best players get in positions to play some good footy.
Are you locked into Kalyn playing 6, yeah, Brownie, or are you just sort of keeping an open mind about that at the moment?
Oh, look, the easy thing is he can certainly go back to 1 if we need him to. You know, Connor's played half a dozen games there for the Roosters against very strong opposition a couple of years ago, and was one of their better players in a couple of those games. So Connor will play how he plays, and we're confident he'll do well. And unless we had some injuries, Loz, or we had to move, you know, we'd probably rather start to stick with it, because KP's probably, you know, he's probably one that was more keen on the idea, you know, once he played Origin and played sort of in the front line there and played like he did, he sort of started to get a bit of a feeling for that as a position and sort of expressed a bit of a thought about it, I suppose. And then as the year went on, then he got hurt, and then he played 5-8 against Penrith when he only had 1 foot, and then he had another thought about it. And so at the end of the day, I've pretty much sort of facilitated what I think Piercy, KP and Connor, who are all best mates, thinks in our best interest. And
yep,
as I said, you know, we can always move him back there and if we need to. But, you know, Kalyn will play very, very well in the position he's in. And as I said, his style of play won't change. He'll just be doing a bit more defence rather than running off the kilometres.
Yeah, you must be excited about Clem's decision to join the club, because I've always believed that you need a real enforcer. You need that, you know, player that's got a presence in the middle of the paddock, and with David Clemmer, you're certainly getting that.
Yeah, look, the great things about Clemmer is obviously you take his footy bit away first. He's a good family man. He's no trouble off the field. So in that area, he has a good influence in our younger players that are coming through. And you know, a lot of the better younger players today come from sort of broken families and don't always have the best influences around them. So you know, to see a bloke of his age be a good dad and husband, I think that's good for the kids off the field to start with. But on the field, he's obviously a good forward leader, and he, at 25, his best years are ahead of him. So we're not signing someone that's over the hill. But we're as equally as excited about James Gabbay, the way he's played the last 2 years for the Warriors. You know? So, you know, we really feel that, you know, we needed to really strengthen the middle part of the field, and, you know, we needed to get more on the front foot to give our, I suppose, our more exciting players in key positions more opportunity to play footy. And, you know, with those sort of three middles with Timmy Glasby, you know, we feel that should help our younger forwards in Herman and the Safidi boys, and that, I suppose, are all around that 40, 50, 60-odd game. And, you know, to give them some good experience, players we feel should allow them to start to really play at a level that should really help the team a lot.
No doubt about that. The good thing is, mate, you've got so many players to be excited about and a team now to be excited about. Can I quiz you regarding your level of interest in Damien Cook from the South Sydney Rabbitohs?
Look, he's never appeared on our radar as a player, to be honest with you. Not because he's not a good player, he's a very, very good player, but the wages he's demanding are very, very high. So, you know, we've sort of invested quite heavily in some areas we felt we needed to, and we are still in the market for a player in particular with Slade different situation. We certainly are looking around that hooker region, but you know, the money that Damien Cook's asking and probably deserves to come in playing for Australia and New South Wales, he's sort of out of our price range, I'd say, mate.
Brownie, like obviously heading into the roster, heading into the season, sorry, with a good roster, everyone's been patient, and you've been able to, and they've been able to follow your plan in terms of you know, getting behind the team, trust us on this rebuild. Now you've got the team that you want, comes the expectation. So how do you get the players to embrace that, but still know that there's plenty of hard work to be done?
Yeah, I think one of the keys, Loz, is you can't talk your way into the semis, can you? We all know that. That's one thing. You know, it's one thing to have good players. It's another thing to, I suppose, prepare well and train well. And, you know, from, I suppose, a head coach's point of view, it's sort of my job with the, I suppose, the assistant coaches and their high performers to, I suppose, facilitate and run a program which gives those players their best opportunity, not only to be physically fit, but to play a style of footy which best suits the personnel we've got. The extra expectation, I've been fortunate at different times. I worked with the Dragons, where expectations are always very high, and it's St Helens in England in particular, where if you don't win, you're hopeless sort of thing. So the expectation is a good thing to have, I think. Yeah, there's been a period of time here where everyone knows that we had a plan in place and everyone supported it really well. But when you start signing your Pierces and Pongas, and then you get your Remians and Clemmers and these types of blokes and Glasbys, everyone's expectation rises. The NRL is a very, very hard competition. I think we'd all agree, with us improving as much as we have and the Tigers improving as much as they have in the past 12 months, there's certainly no team there that would be coming into this year that won't be hoping to play finals footy. And last year, I suppose a lot of experts, or I suppose media personalities and I suppose former players, were thinking that Parramatta and the Cowboys were going to be in the top four, and they finished in the bottom two. So the competition is hard, but we should have expectations. The fans are entitled to have some. They've stuck loyal to the club during some very, very, very tough times. And you know, I'm actually happy that people got expectation, because it does mean that you have signed some very, very good players. So we've certainly got one part of the journey right so far.
I was one of those media persons that tipped the Cowboys to play in the grand final and win the competition, Nathan. So thanks for bringing that back up, mate.
What it does is it shows just how far the game has come. And from all those years ago, none of us 25 years ago ever tipped the side to be in the grand final that didn't make the top five, did they? Like, none of us are that bad. Where now, it is actually a possibility that, you know, the top eight that people predict this year, two or three of those teams, because of the improvement of sides like ourselves and the Tigers and that, you know, as I said, I don't think there's a team coming into this year that would look at their roster and generally would not generally believe we're a top eight chance this year if we get it right in the preseason and play well.
Yeah, and you keep your best players on the field.
Oh, no, you need your share of luck, that's for sure.
Yeah, you certainly did that. Coaches meeting yesterday, all 16 coaches were there, and what came out of that meeting, Brownie?
I was a late scratching, Loz. There was a burnt-out truck on the near Arimba blocking lanes and storm. So I got up at early in the morning to head off and checked the internet. And yeah, so I didn't actually get there. So I'm talking to my good mate Paul McGregor today about actually what came out of it. So I was ready to set off for there. So there was a fire truck that burned out and the storm was horrible. So I wasn't
there. Well, there was 15 coaches there.
Brownie, on that, is that more a listening opportunity, or did you have something you would have liked to have been brought up?
Oh, look, mate, I generally go there and listen, mate. Yeah, I'm a bit more of a listener of those things, so I don't think I'll be misplaced. But, there's certainly, like all these things, there's always two or three people that do a fair bit more talk than others, and a lot of people listen and get a few ideas, and then you shoot off, and then you come back again and you get together again, and a couple of people talk again, and a few listen, and off we go again sort of thing.
Brownie, there's been some discussion about the reduction in interchange. If that was to happen, that wouldn't happen straight away, would it?
I wouldn't have thought that they would do it like as in for next year, Loz, because obviously people's rosters and the way they are, I think people would probably want a little bit of time to at least plan for it. But I certainly would have thought that if they're going to do it, I would have thought it'd be, my personal opinion is that the game's catered for big people for far too long. They haven't catered for, let's say, a smaller player, you know.
Yep.
So the big players had all the advantage, and the game's gone out of its way to help the big athlete rather than actually helped some of the smaller people and made some of the bigger people learn to play through fatigue. So me personally, I'd like to see him drop it, and I'd like to see him do it sooner rather than later. And I think it'd have a good impact on the game, not only at a senior level, but at a lower level as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And we now know, after spending last Thursday afternoon at the Beaches Hotel at Merriweather Brown, we now know why you moved to Newcastle.
It certainly is a very, very nice place, mate. And it certainly helped us recruit a couple of players in the past. We worked out when we came here, myself and Burns, we thought, obviously, we're in a really, really bad situation. We thought we can't really sell the team at all in the first place, but we could certainly sell the beaches and the town and the people. And then slowly we, you know, got the your Pierce and Pongers, and then you have blokes like that, and they attract people like Dave Clemmer. So it's sort of... Yeah, the town and the beaches certainly helped us out, mate, in the short term, that's for sure.
Brownie, we love your plan. Thanks for chatting, mate. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, guys.
There he goes, Nathan Brown.
He's done a terrific job by being able to assemble this squad, and he's been patient. Yeah. He hasn't just wasted the money on any player. No. He's been very specific, and he's targeted the player he wanted, and also to the board of the Newcastle Rugby League. I mean, they've supported him on this journey.
Stuck solid.
And that's what you need when you're following a plan.